Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chad Curtis. Batting second. The second baseman, Chris Gomez. Batting third. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting fourth. The DH, Cecil Fielder. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Juan Samuel. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bobby Higginson. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Milt Kiler. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Tingley. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, C.J. Nitkowski. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting second. The center fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting third. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Nilsson. Batting fifth. The DH, Greg Vaughn. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Jaha. Batting seventh. The left fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pat Listach. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Matheny. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Scott Carl. And now, play ball. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Curtis strikes out. 1 out. Chris Gomez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gomez hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Nilsson. Gomez reaches second base with a double. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jaha fields the ball and throws to Carl covering. Safe. Gomez moves to third. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fielder hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jaha settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Samuel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zerillo hits a fly ball into center field. Curtis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Samuel fields the ball and throws to Nitkowski covering. Safe. Seitzer moves to third. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bobby Higginson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Higginson strikes out. 2 outs. Milt Kiler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kiler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zerillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jaha hits a line drive into center field. Curtis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Pat Listach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. There goes Surhoff. The throw from Tingley and he is out, Gomez applying the tag. Two outs. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Listach hits a fly ball into right field. Hickenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron Tingley is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Tingley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Curtis is 0-1 in the game. Curtis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cirillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gomez is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Gomez hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Surhoff. Gomez reaches second base with a double. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Fryman is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Fryman hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Matheny hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cirillo is 0-1 in the game. Cirillo takes first base on ball 4. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 0-2. There goes Cirillo. The throw from Tingley and he is out, Gomez applying the tag. Two outs. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hamilton is 0-1 in the game. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Samuel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hamilton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Fielder is 0-1 in the game. Fielder strikes out. One out. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Samuel is 0-1 in the game. Samuel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cirillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Trammell is 0-1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bobby Hickenson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hickenson is 0-1 in the game. Hickenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Seitzer is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Nilsson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Nilsson strikes out. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Vaughn is 0-1 in the game. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Seitzer moves to second. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jaha is 0 for 1 in the game. Jaha strikes out. 2 outs. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. Curtis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt Kiler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kiler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kiler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Tingley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tingley is 0 for 1 in the game. Tingley strikes out. 2 outs. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Curtis is 0 for 2 in the game. Curtis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nilsson, who is chasing the ball. Curtis reaches third base with a triple. Chris Gomez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Gomez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Listach is 0 for 1 in the game. Listach strikes out. 1 out. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Matheny is 0 for 1 in the game. Matheny hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Samuel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cirillo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fryman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder is 0 for 2 in the game. Fielder hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nilsson. Fielder reaches second base with a double. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0 for 2 in the game. Samuel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fielder moves to third. Alan Trammell, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and tags Fielder, for the out. Samuel moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Bobby Higginson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higginson is 0 for 2 in the game. Higginson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Samuel scores. There goes Trammell trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 1-0, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hamilton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Samuel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seitzer for the out. 2 outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. David Hulse now playing center field. Milt Kiler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kiler is 0 for 2 in the game. Kiler hits a line drive into right field. Nilsson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Tingley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tingley is 0 for 2 in the game. Tingley hits a line drive into center field. Hulse settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Curtis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carl fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Brian Maxey now pitching. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 1, Brewers, 1. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jaha is 0 for 2 in the game. Jaha takes first base on ball 4. Jose Valentin pinch runs for John Jaha. Brian Bohannon now pitching. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a line drive towards the mound. Bohannon can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Valentin moves to second. Mike Christopher now pitching. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Listach is 0 for 2 in the game. Listach bunts towards third. Fryman fields it and has Valentin trapped. There's the throw to Trammell, who tags Valentin for the out. Surhoff moves to second. One out. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Matheny is 0 for 2 in the game. Matheny hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Surhoff moves to third. Listach moves to second. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cirillo hits a fly ball into center field. Curtis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Surhoff tags and scores. Listach tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Brewers. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hulse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gomez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo now playing third base. Kevin Seitzer now playing first base. Jose Valentin now playing shortstop. Fernando Vina now playing second. Chris Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gomez is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fryman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Fielder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seitzer hits a fly ball into center field. Curtis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Nilsson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nilsson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Brewers. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Fetters now pitching. Juan Samuel batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Samuel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Samuel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Higginson batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Higginson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Higginson takes first base on ball four. Lou Whitaker pinch hits for Milt Kyler. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Higginson moves to third. Franklin Stubbs pinch hits for Ron Tingley. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Higginson scores. Whitaker moves to second. It's 3-2, Brewers. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Curtis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Curtis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fetters fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.